So this is Charles Goodrich, and I'm going to read from my new book, Going to Seed, Dispatches from the Garden. This prose poem is called Teepee. I cut 7 bamboo poles and tie them together at the neck, then spread their feet around the bean hill and push each pole deep into the ground. Strung with twine, it's a trellis and a secret. Later, when the beans have climbed the poles and grown a skin of green over the teepee, I hide inside, watching the honeybees sip at the bean flowers. The chickadees don't know that I'm spying on them as they pluck the seeds from my sunflowers, wary of our dog, but ignorant of me, the neighbor's tabby pads through the lettuce. My wife leans out the back door and calls a name. It used to be my name, but not today. So here's a prose poem about insects, about which I have written a number of poems. This one is called The Behavior of Flies. I've always thought they were good-for-nothing freeloaders, trash mongers, corpse defilers. Even the adults were just winged maggots, to my mind. But this one on the porch rail appears to be doing exercises, push-ups, neck stretches, and wing-flexing isometrics, which makes sense when you think about it, for what is the fate of an out-of-shape fly? Its wings are like isinglass. It has bulbous eyes the color of chestnuts, and whenever I lean close, it crouches and holds still, ready to flee if I move to strike. And I am tempted to take a swat. It's a kind of itch in my chest muscles, the urge to lash out.